Diary of a Piglin, Book 16, The Evil Alliance, written by Mark Mulley, narrated by David Vandermolen. Disclaimer. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or are used in fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. This unofficial Minecraft book is not authorized, endorsed, or sponsored by Microsoft Corporation, Mojang AB, Notch Development AB, or any other person or entity owning or controlling the rights of the Minecraft name, trademark, or copyrights. All characters, names, places, and other aspects of the game described herein are trademarked and owned by their respective owners. Minecraft, registered, trademarked, and copyright 2009 through 2016, Mojang/Notch. Day 1. Just when we thought the wardens were not going to cause trouble any time soon, Kalo and Terra appeared out of nowhere and took Fogu away from us. Fogu was dragged down to the core of the earth, unable to defend himself against the lightning speed exhibited by the enemy wardens. Then the evil siblings mockingly allowed Fogu to return to us. "Are you feeling better now, Fogu? Also, how did you get here so fast?" I wondered.
"Well, I had to dig my own hole to get back here. Returning to the surface from the same hole where the two wardens grabbed me was impossible. They dug straight down. I cannot climb vertically," Fogu replied.
"What the heck was that, anyway? Those two came, took you down, and disappeared," Peter wondered.
"What did those two tell you? I wasn't here to listen to your conversation,"
Fogu asked for more information. "They told us to be prepared for their wrath. The world as we know it is about to go down. They weren't very specific on when or how they were going to do it," I told Fogu. He sat down for a moment to think what those warden siblings may have in mind. "Fogu, are you all right?"
"Yes, I am just taking the time to rest up a bit. Those two did a number on me. I still haven't fully recovered, and I was afraid they will take this chance to attack me. But it turns out they are not aware that I am still recovering. It seems they only used this trick to buy them some time and to scare you all," Fogu answered, taking deep breaths.
"Hey, take it easy now," Peter said. "You should not exhaust yourself. Let your body rest. We can take care of everything if they decide to return."
"Yes, I..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?